Howard Levy's house in Evanston, Illinois, is filled with musical instruments, ocarinas, percussion, and especially harmonicas. When he was just a teenager, Levy took a regular dime store harmonica and figured out how to play a full chromatic scale. His virtuosity has since landed him gigs with everyone from Tito Puente to Garrison Keillor to Bela Fleck. Independent producer David Shulman went to interview Levy for the series Musicians in Their Own Words. Levy pulled up in his car, and to David's surprise, the interview started en route.
So I always drive with at least one harmonica in the car, and I've written a bunch of tunes driving.
Really?
Yeah. So like, because the harmonica is the only instrument you can really play while you drive, because you'd only need one hand to play it. I mean, you know, I fantasized hooking up a mic and pretending I'm a Honda. I am a Honda, but Fiat, you know, Cadillacs, you know, all different kinds of cars. But, I mean, I can play while I drive. It's no problem. There's one tune of mine called the Tri-State Boogie, which I wrote while I was driving on the Tri-State Expressway. That's the basic idea of it, and it does do better driving faster. I probably play it faster when I'm driving faster too. Studios, which is also my house. And it's a relatively small dining room in this brick bungalow that I live in, but it's got my 1923 Steinway A piano, which is a beautiful instrument. When I'm playing a solo on the harmonica, I'm singing through the harmonica, seeing it as a piano keyboard, you know. I mean, that's how I think. When I picked up the harmonica, that really changed my personality, because the piano's a machine, and playing a wind instrument is just so personal. You're breathing the notes directly from your body, and the instrument comes alive, and it sings. This diatonic harmonica here was invented to play German folk music and was turned into a blues instrument, which is one of the greatest accidents in the history of musical instruments. They intended it to be played. They left out a bunch of notes on the bottom octave, but if you wanted to play the melodies on the top and just put your mouth over it, the melodies would all be harmonized. And then when African Americans got a hold of the instrument, and some genius realized that instead of playing it based on the exhale, if you played it based on the inhale, you got the blues scale, basically. Not only could you get the chords, you can get all the single notes that you need in the blues. By an amazing accident of design. They say that music is a universal language, but it has a lot of dialects, and you've got to be able to speak either very, very strongly in your own dialect so that people can just dig it, or if you're trying to reach out to people, then you have to learn their dialects. And You don't pronounce German with an English accent. You pronounce it with a German accent. So that if I'm playing Cuban-style Latin stuff, I will try to play it with a Cuban accent. A bunch of smaller orchestras around Chicago area got in touch with me about playing a harmonica concerto with them. I said, well, do you want me to write one? And they said yes, and then I was really up the creek. I had no idea how to write a harmonica concerto. I never studied orchestration or composition, although I have a lot of experience listening to orchestras, partially because my girlfriend is a violinist in the Chicago Symphony. The more I learned about classical musicians, the more I realized that the greatest of them were great improvisers. Bach, Mozart, Beethoven, all improvised at their own concerts. After they played a few concertos and conducted their symphonies, and etc., they would do a free improvisation. So I left myself room to improvise so that I would never get bored playing my piece. It can be everything, man. Music can be a political act. It can be a mating call. It can be a mathematical equation. They're notes, but you can imbue those things with any shade of meaning or emotion that you're capable of.
Harmonica virtuoso, Howard Levy. Our feature was produced by David Shulman as part of his series, Musicians in Their Own Words. And you can hear more of Levy's music on our website at npr.org.